It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Oxford High School. We're at the Nest for a MAC boys matchup tonight between Oxford and visiting Unitego. Our last game before our Christmas break. We'll take a couple days off for the holidays and we'll get back into it early next week, but this is the last game before our Christmas break. Want to welcome everybody into the Chambers in O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers in O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And so glad to be coming to you live tonight from Oxford. We were over here for a football game earlier in the fall, and it's just really been great to rekindle the relationship with local radio and Oxford High School. It's been a long time since they've had a game here on the radio in the gymnasium, so a lot of fun to be here tonight, especially for this matchup between two teams who are fighting for positioning in the MAC, that's for sure, and they both want this win going into the Christmas break before they head into some tournaments. Unitego will be heading up to the Cooperstown tournament, and Oxford will be taking their talents to a couple of non-conference games as well. Oxford has really challenged themselves in the non-conference. They started off with a battle against a Class D powerhouse, the Lawrence Leopards, a team that we know very well here on CDO, who won the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship last year and looked very, very strong. So Oxford had a road game earlier in the year at Lawrence and lost by 9. So that was certainly a great contest. They actually had two games already with Elmira Notre Dame as well, one here in Oxford and one on the road. So they have not been afraid to go out and challenge themselves. They feel it's going to make them better when it comes to playing MAC basketball. And one thing you need to look out for if you're an Oxford Blackhawk fan is Kevin Davis, their 6'4 senior forward being recruited by a variety of Division III schools. Just a phenomenal athlete. You can see he's silky smooth, can get to the basket whenever he wants, a great outside shooter, and has just done so much to improve his game with playing AAU up in Syracuse. He's actually on the same AAU team as two of Jim Boeheim's sons, the Syracuse men's basketball head coach. So you see the kind of caliber of talent that he's playing with on his AAU team. So he's certainly going to be playing at the next level, and we're excited to see him play here tonight. On the other side for Unitego, I think there's two guys you really got to take a look at. Jared Smith, their junior 6'1 guard, he's going to be able to fill it up at will almost. He's a very good player. And 6'6 center Derek Beams, wearing number 32. Watching him here in warm-ups, can easily flush it with two hands, just, you know, kind of a two-step drop, and boom, it's in. And he was a force to be reckoned with last year. Looks like he's gotten even better. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll pause for the national anthem. We'll come back with the starting lineups and get you all set live from Oxford tonight. It's the Blackhawks and the Unitego Spartans. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Nate Lowe on CDO tonight, live from Oxford High School. We're about to get underway, a boys' MAC contest between Unitico and Oxford. Unitico will start with number one, a junior Zach Youngs, a junior number 10, Jared Smith, a sophomore number 20, Dean Reed, a senior number 22, Braden Beadle, and a senior number 32, Derek Beams. On the other side for Oxford, they start with a senior number 10, Damon Miracle, a junior number 12, Josh Nelson, a senior number 24, Angelo Gonzalez, a senior number 33, Kevin Davis, and a junior number 34, Harry Oliver. Oxford is going to win the opening tip. They will go right to left. They're in the home white uniforms with the black and the red trim. Unitico is in the road green uniforms, that hunter green with the gray and the white trim. And Kevin Davis, right off the bat for three, was setting up the offense and decided to just take the open look. That's a 3-0 lead for Oxford right off the bat. Unitico now going left to right. They'll set up in their offense. Down low, a shot here, a little up and under there for Beadle of Unitico. Off the mark, no good. Ball is loose on the rebound. Dean Reed will come away with it. Reed will pass back up to Braden Beadle. And outside, a long shot here and a three ball from downtown for Jared Smith to start things off. So back-to-back three-pointers. We're knotted up at three. 7:10 to go first quarter. Oxford with the ball again with the white and the black and red trims. Is Oxford with black lettering across the front of their uniform. Blackhawks will get it into the high post. Now back out. Here's Oliver, a step in two. This one off the back rim, no good. Rebound is up and off the mark there for Oxford. Ball is loose on the floor. And Harry Oliver, the junior, trying to track it out of bounds but lost it. Possession back to Unitico. Again, they're in the green with the white trim here. It says Unitico in white lettering across the front of the chest. 6:50 to go. First quarter, we're tied up at three between Unitico and Oxford as Unitico has the ball going left to right. In front of the crowd on that far side, that will be a kicked ball as Beadle tried to pass it down low. The kick will be on junior for Oxford, Josh Nelson. Unitico, with 24 on the shot clock, will inbound. Here with Smith underneath their own basket. 3-3 ball game live from Oxford tonight on CDO or WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you however you're listening here tonight. Spartans with the ball, left side for Beadle. Long three ball is no good, and Oxford will track down the rebound with Damon Miracle. He walks it up the floor, left side, gets it back for Davis. Stutter step move, now into the paint, tries a kick out. It was tipped out of bounds and will stay with Oxford. 6:23 to go, first quarter. 3-3 the score, a boys' MAC contest tonight between Oxford and Unitico here from the Nest at Oxford High School. Blackhawks with the ball, and Davis at the top of the key. For being 6'4", he can handle and is very dangerous at the top of the key to set up the offense. Can go inside or outside at this level. Gonzalez now in the paint, left corner, long three ball coming off the mark, no good. Davis will pick up the loose change and finishes at the bottom of the hoop there, and he's got five. Miracle missed the shot, but Davis was there to pick up the rebound and had an easy left-handed layup. So it's Oxford 5, Unitego 3. 5:50 to go, first quarter. Here's Smith outside the three-point line for Unitego. Back over for Beadle, far side. Down into the corner for Dean Reed. Reed tries a bounce pass, but it was knocked out of bounds by Gonzalez with 5:45 to go, first quarter. Gonzalez was the quarterback on this Oxford football team and had a good chance to see them twice this year, including the last matchup of the year for these two teams in football. That game was over at Unitego in a game that Oxford came out and won on CDO. 5:35 to go, first quarter. Oxford 5, Unitego 3. Here's Dean Reed with the jumper. It's short, and Gonzalez skies for the rebound. And here's Oxford in transition. And off the glass, up and in, there for Damon Miracle. His first 2 points of the contest. It's Oxford 7, Unitego 3. And here is Jared Smith again down the right side as Unitego goes left to right to the high post for Beams, down low for Reed, up and under, no good. Beams the putback, and he puts it home. Derek Beams, his first 2 points, and that helps being 6'6". You're able to get up there and tap home those rebounds. 5 minutes to go, first quarter, live from Oxford. The Blackhawks leading the Spartans 7-5 in boys' MAC action tonight. Here's Davis directing traffic, setting up the offense with 20 ticks left on that shot clock here for the Blackhawks. Kevin Davis with the ball, into the right side he goes, finding Harry Oliver. Oliver to the top of the key. Unitego sitting in a 2-3 zone with 4:40 to go, first quarter. 5 to go on the shot clock. Here's Gonzalez. Passes over. Now Nelson, the pull-up jumper off the mark. No good. Rebound ripped down here by Zach Youngs of Unitego. 4.5 to go, first quarter. It's Oxford 7, Unitego 5. And down into the corner for Dean Reed. Tried to dribble into the paint. Lost it. And coming away is Davis for Oxford. Crosses the Blackhawks logo at half court. Finds Oliver, right side at the elbow, now pulls it back out. In the right-hand corner, along the baseline for Davis, up off the glass with the kiss, no good, ball loose, and Smith comes away with it here for Unitego. He'll walk it up the floor. We're halfway through the first quarter. It's Oxford 7, Unitego 5. Both teams off to a good start here tonight in Oxford. Here's Beadle, left side for a three. That one is short, and Gonzalez pulls down another rebound for the Blackhawks. And Davis will run it up the floor. The 6'4 guard, outstanding athlete here for the Oxford Blackhawks, also playing golf and is a very good baseball pitcher as well for the Blackhawks. Down low for Gonzalez at the left block. Now kicks it out into the left corner baseline. Top of the key now off the pass. Davis, a bounce pass inside. Looks like we might have a kick. It was knocked out of bounds with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. He looks over to his head coach, who is his dad, Tim Davis. And Coach Davis saying to his son, shoot that ball. He had a good little look. Tried to make that extra pass, though. 3:25 to go, first quarter. And now head coach Tim Davis looking. They did not reset the shot clock off of that kick, so a good heads-up coaching move there. He gets the 2 extra seconds off a kick. Gets the shot clock back up to 15. 3:25 to go, first quarter. Oxford 7, Unitego 5. Davis with the ball, closely guarded here by Beams, as Unitego in the man-to-man. Back out for Oliver, 5 on the shot clock now. Unitego playing good defense, but Oxford gets it down low. A shot from the left block is no good there for Josh Nelson. Spartans with a chance to tie it up or take the lead. Smith into the right corner now along the baseline. Flips it back up to the top of the key for Cooper Thayer. Into the contest now for the Spartans. They skip across the top of the man-to-man here, down low, and this one tipped out of bounds. With 2:50 to go in this first quarter, and possession is going to, well, let's see, have a little conference from the Zebra crew here. It will stay with Unitego. So they will set up a four-corner inbounds play. They trail 7-5, 17 to go on that shot clock. They get it into Smith, who tries the bounce pass down low to Beams, who was posting up. Instead, again, knocked out of play. So 2:50 to go, first quarter. Beams once again will inbound the ball. And he finds Jared Smith, the junior, 6'1", gets it down low for Reed. It was popped out of his hands, and now Davis will rip it away and bring it down the floor. His younger brother, Jason Davis, 6'2", just a freshman, into the contest for the first time tonight for Oxford. Quick shot here for the Blackhawks in transition. This one off the mark for Trenton Lyons, and back up the floor for Unitego. It's been pretty much one and done. Unitego doing a good job on the boards off of the Oxford misses. And again, knocked out of bounds. Good active hands by that Oxford defense, and now Smith will inbound underneath the basket. 2:25 to go, first quarter here on CDO. Unitego visiting Oxford tonight in MAC boys action. It's Oxford 7, Unitego 5. It's been a little cold snap here for the last minute and a half or so. Neither team has scored. As now the ball kicked out of bounds there by Jared Smith, went off his foot, and possession back to Oxford. So Davis will walk it up the floor. A little bit of a half-court trap coming here, but Davis passes right over it. And now the ball is into the hands of Josh Nelson, and he is fouled. Let's see who they get it on. That will be on Jared Smith, his first foul and the first foul of the contest with 2:12 to go in the first quarter. Stepping into the game now will be Reese Camadine, subbing in for Josh Nelson of Oxford. 2:12 to go, first quarter. It's 7-5 still. Oxford with the two-point lead at home against Unitego. I see several other MAC coaches in the stands here scouting this one, as they know they'll get both of these teams in the second half of the MAC schedule. Here's Davis, left side. They left him open for three. That one no good, and Dean Reed rips down the rebound with a minute 55 to go, first quarter. Thayer will bring it up the floor for Unitego to the left side. Now for Smith. Passes back for Thayer as Unitego goes left to right. Here's Beadle. Baseline into the paint for Dean Reed. Over to the far side for Smith, and a traveling violation there. Smith thought he was fouled, but the Zebra crew disagrees, saying that he had steps. 1:41 to go, first quarter. And the Oxford student section with a chance of get a passport for the traveling violation there against Smith. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. 7-5 still. Oxford on top. And they'll pass it down low to Davis. Smith lost him in transition there, and Davis has 7 of Oxford's 9 points with the jumper in the paint. So Oxford 9 and Unitego 5 with a minute 15 to go, first quarter. Here's Smith on the right side, all the way to the hoop. Can't get it to go. Good runner, but it just came up, was a little short. Now Davis will rip it down the floor to the left side, a pass, and now a jumper is off the mark. No good. Skies up over the glass, and Dean Reed is able to track it down, and now Thayer will walk it up the floor. Thayer ahead for Smith, wants to go right to the bucket, finds some contact there from Davis, beams with the rebound, and one. He'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Derek Beams was there off the Jared Smith miss. Not much Kevin Davis could do because he was guarding Smith on the play. After Smith missed it, nobody had a body on Beams, and the 6'6" center was there to easily put it back, and he was fouled. First foul on Damon Miracle. So each team with one team foul apiece, and Beams to the line. Beams puts it home, so he has a team-high 5 points for Unitego, and it's back to a one-point game. Oxford 9 and Unitego 8, 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Davis down the middle of the floor as Oxford in the white with the black and red goes right to left on your radio dial. Davis directing traffic now into the paint. Stops back to the basket, kicks it out. Long three for Oxford. This one rims out, but guess who's there for the rebound? Davis. Pass down low, though, is stolen away here by Unitego, and Smith wants to run in transition. A jumper off the glass, no good. Beams can't find the rebound. Davis with a pass ahead now, and Camadine up for the layup, and he lost it out of bounds. Camadine was sprinting down the floor to the left side, and as Davis passed it to him, went right through his hands, and he wasn't able to get it off. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Let's see if Unitego can get a bucket to take the lead with now 10 seconds left. Here's Beadle at the top of the key. And he finds Cooper Thayer. Thayer for Beams at the foul line. Finds Smith. Goes inside, up and in. Nice bucket there for Jared Smith. He has 5 points. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. Unitego trailed for much of that quarter, but they were able to come back, and with a bucket there by Jared Smith at the buzzer, Unitego takes a 10-9 lead after one quarter here in Oxford. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live Tri-County Hoops tonight on WCDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch, and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado Energy for every part of life.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter, live from Oxford High School boys MAC basketball action tonight. Unitigo leading Oxford 10-9, and the Spartans going left to right will have the ball to start the second quarter. Thayer now finds Jared Smith, thought about a three, instead goes down low for Dean Reed. Reed at the left block, lost it, out of bounds, and will stay with Unitigo. Had the ball, and just nice job by Davis to get a hand in there. Flipped it out of bounds, but it will stay with Unitigo. Here's Beams, finds Cooper Thayer, thought about the three ball, instead goes back to Beams, down low in the paint for Dean Reed, up and in. Great pass there from Beams to Reed, and he puts it home, and Unitigo takes a 12-9 lead, 7.5 to go, second quarter. Davis down low, passing it out, and a three ball there from Gonzalez is no good, but somehow Davis tracks down the rebound. Passes down inside for Reese Camadine, back out for Davis, pull up jumper, this one is short, draws air, and out of bounds. 7:17 to go, second quarter. Davis just trying to create something for his team here, but unable to do so on that possession. 7:10 to go, second quarter. Unitigo looking to add to the lead. There's Beadle to the bucket, that one just rims out, went all the way around the world, and then popped out. Davis with another rebound, and he'll walk it up the floor, closely guarded by Beadle. Davis into the paint, back out for Gonzalez, left side, pull-up jumper from the foul line, off the mark, wide right. Smith with the rebound for Unitigo, and a long outlet pass ahead here for Beadle, all the way to the tin, up and in. And that's Braden Beadle. He has 2 points, and that draws a timeout from Oxford. Unitigo leads 14-9 with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Two baskets to start the second quarter has given Unitigo a 14-9 lead after they led 10-9 after one period. 6:45 to go, second quarter. Nate Lowe with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. They are also a proud sponsor of our game audio archive. Go back anytime and listen to these games, courtesy of SFCU. It's on WCDOsports.com. Pass down low for Davis. Left side blocked out of there by Beams. The 6'4" Davis going up against the 6'6" Derek Beams of Unitigo. And this time, Beams wins that battle. Oxford looking to get the ball in underneath their own basket, and this one is swatted out of there by Beams. Almost a 5-second call, but as they tried to go up over top of Beams there, that was Camadine. It was knocked out of there by the 6'6" big man. Finally, they get it into Davis. He's in the paint, closely guarded by Beadle. Instead, passes off down low, and the layup is no good there for Damon Miracle. They did everything great on that possession except finish. 6:10 to go in the second quarter, and now Unitigo will throw it away. Brought it right down the left side on the possession. Looked for a pass down low, and nobody was home. So the ball back to Oxford, and now a little press coming for Unitigo. 2-2-1 it looks like, but Oxford easily breaking right through it there as Unitigo, as soon as the ball got in, kind of just ran back into their half-court set. 6 minutes to go before the halftime break. Passes down low. Oxford now working with Camadine, but he has Beams right on his back and decides wisely to kick it back out. Here's Oliver, pull-up jumper right side from the foul line. No good from the elbow, and possession will go to Unitigo. Hit the rim and then trickled out of bounds and will stay with the Spartans. 5:51 to go, second quarter. Oxford bringing a little full court pressure, kind of just a man-to-man look, as now Zach Carey into the game will break the press, dribbling for Unitico, finds Beadle, who tries to bounce pass down low, is looking for Zach Youngs, but it hit the foot there of Davis and out of play. 5:42 to go, second quarter, and Oxford is on a streak here where they haven't scored in about over 4 minutes. Just need a bucket to break that streak sometimes. And now a steal for Oxford as Unitico gets the ball in, and the Blackhawks will walk it up the floor here with Trenton Lyons. Quickly gets it to the hands of Kevin Davis, who has a team-high 7 points, but he has his pocket picked here by Beadle. Beadle is off to the races, up and no, this one no good. The finger roll off the front of the rim won't go down, and then falls out of bounds, so back to Oxford. That's a layup there that will drive a coach nuts. You always hear fundamentals, use the glass. He tried the finger roll and couldn't get it to go. So the ball back to Oxford with 5:20 to go, second quarter, and Unitico head Kyle Locke, I think, is saying that over to Beadle as he subbed him quickly out of the game. 5:15 to go, second quarter. It's 14-9. Oxford with the ball. They're in the white with the black and red. They get it down low. Kick out for Camadine. The jumper is good. From the right baseline, Reese Camadine, his first bucket, cuts it back to a 14-11 game. Unitico with the ball, going left to right. They are in the right wing corner, and now Zach Carey loses the ball, and Davis will come away with it for Oxford, excuse me, going up against the Unitico defense. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Davis at half court. He's been quiet the last few minutes in terms of the score sheet, but does so many other things, handling the ball, rebounding, passing. Here's Davis, wants to get back on the score sheet, finds the bottom of the 10. And it's 9 points there for Davis, and we're back to a one-point game. Unitico 14, Oxford 13, 4:25 to go, second quarter. And Beams is down low, swatted away there by Davis, and he'll pick up the loose ball. Davis returns the favor as Beams blocked him a couple of possessions ago. Oxford with a shot in transition, right side for Josh Nelson. Unitico the rebound. Beams grabs it, and head coach Cal Locke is going to go to the bench and get a couple of substitutions. 4:12 to go, second quarter. It's 14-13. Unitico on the road tonight at Oxford in our last game before our holiday break. We'll have a couple of days off for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And then next week it'll be a full lineup of tournaments. I'll be going around having some Twitter updates from a few of those games, as well as having a few on the radio. Should be fun. Unitico with the ball. They'll get it into the paint. Left side, down low for Dean Reed. Up and good. Reed now with 4 points, and it's 16-13. Unitico ahead with 3:50 to go before our halftime break. And Davis to the left side, but his pass finds nobody and goes out of bounds. Just a little miscommunication there between Davis and Josh Nelson. Nelson was kind of flashing out of the corner, lost it, and it went out of bounds. So Unitico with a 3-point lead, and now the ball as Jared Smith with 5 points brings it up the floor. He's tied for the team high with Derek Beams, who also has 5. Braden Beadle into the corner. Now into the paint. Turnaround shot off the glass and good with the kiss. Braden Beadle puts it home. And it's 18-13. And now we'll have a timeout for head coach Tim Davis and the Oxford Blackhawks. As I said, 3:28 to go before the halftime break. Unitico 18, Oxford 13. We'll be right back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Live from Oxford tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Unitico and Oxford doing battle. A boys matchup tonight, and the Spartans have an 18-13 lead over the Blackhawks. Great to be here at the Nest at Oxford High School tonight for our last game before Christmas break. It's been a busy time this week at CDO with all our turkey giveaways, thanks to Butler Auto giving away turkeys and Great American gift certificates, as well as a bunch of 32-inch TVs. Boy, it's been a fun and busy week, and we're capping it off here with some high school basketball. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Ball is down the floor for Oxford, but then Beadle will rip it away, and Unitiga will bring it back down the floor to the left side. Finds Zach Young inside for Dean Reed. Turnaround move from the right block. Instead, will kick it back out for Smith. Left side three in the corner. No good. Beams is there and puts it home on the rebound. Derek Beams with seven. And it's 20-13. Unitiga opens up their biggest lead of the contest by 7 points. So here is the senior leader for Oxford, Kevin Davis, with the ball. He has 9 points. Back out for Damon Miracle. Finding Jason Davis, the younger brother of Kevin. Just a freshman, but 6'2" already, and going to be the next good one here for Oxford. And now a pass down low from Davis to Miracle, and he is whistled for steps. The traveling violation gives the ball right back to Unitigo. You can see the frustration here on the face of head coach Tim Davis for Oxford, knowing that his team just needs to get a couple of buckets. They can play better than this, get back into this game. 2:35 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leads 20-13. And now the ball tipped out of bounds. Smith let it go as the defender came around behind him, wrapped it with his hand. Smith thought it was going to stay Unitigo ball, but the Zebra crew disagrees. And it's back to the Blackhawks with 2:25 to go, second quarter. Oxford with it going right to left. They're in the home white with the black and red trim uniforms. Back out here for Oliver, but he will travel. Probably the most common travel violation we see in the high school game, where someone does the pump fake and then just shuffles those feet as they try to go to the basket, and pretty easy call for the black and white every time. 2:15 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading 20-13. Smith for the Spartans gets into the paint and he's fouled. No, an offensive foul is the call. Davis was there and set his feet as Smith came flying into the lane. Boy, that's a 50-50 call anytime. I usually, again, don't comment about the officiating, but that one was very, very tough, I would say. But you got to give credit to Davis for setting his feet, sacrificing the body, but could have easily been called a block, too. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading Oxford 20-13. Angelo Gonzalez in the paint. He's at the right block, passing back out into the right corner for Trenton Lyons. Down low for Davis now on the block, right side. His fadeaway jumper is no good. Ball into the corner, out of bounds, and will stay there with Unitigo. Head coach Cal Locke, very fired up about his team's defense, doing a great job keeping an eye on Davis. Yes, he has 9 points. He's one of those players that's going to get his points no matter what, but you just have to try to contain him when you can, and they did on that possession. Beadle to the left side as Unitigo in the green with the white going left to right. Beadle, a pull-up jumper in the paint, no good, and guess who? Kevin Davis skying for the rebound. And an outlet pass ahead for Harry Oliver down the left wing. Oliver steps in, tries a bounce pass, and it was kicked by Beams. That will stop the clock with a minute 26 to go before halftime. You'll want to stay tuned for our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll get you a full scoring summary and a breakdown from this first half during our halftime report. 1:25 to go, second quarter. Jumper from the left wing from Harry Oliver is good. His first basket of the night, and we'll see if that helps Oxford get off the schneid. So a minute 10 to go, second quarter, down low. A little turnaround shot for Zach Youngs. Off the mark, no good. Dean Reed can't get the put back. Oxford trying to save it as it goes out of bounds, but it goes right back to Unitigo. Now a steal by Davis. 1 minute to go, second quarter. Davis trying to go coast to coast. Off the glass, no good. Just rattled out, and now Beams looking to run in transition. Turned into a track meet here, but we'll have a foul. Beadle brought it down the left side of the floor. We'll have a foul against Oxford. That one will be on Trenton Lyons, who was going for the steal. 52 seconds to go before halftime, and it's 20-16. Unitigo on top, and Unitigo will take a timeout. Again, our score, Unitigo, the boys leading Oxford 20-16. We'll be right back with the conclusion of the second quarter on WCDO.
Isn't it frustrating when you can't find a gift for that person who has everything? Well, I have the answer. A gift card from Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney. Everyone loves Roma's friends, family, and coworkers. And through Christmas Eve, buy a $50 gift card and get a $20 gift card absolutely free. Remember Roma's for your holiday gatherings and catering needs, too. So stop in today and finish that Christmas shopping and save some cash, too. Remember, buy a $50 gift card and receive a $20 gift card free. Now through Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas. Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Roma's, Union Street in Sydney.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just as we come back here, folks, Zach Youngs for Unitigo is fouled as he takes a shot and will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Shot is off the mark and no good. Actually goes out of bounds, so possession goes back to Oxford. So Zach Youngs with his first bucket of the night gives Unitigo a 22-16 lead with 35 seconds to go, second quarter. Now a block by Beams. There is Damon Miracle for Oxford, tried to take it to the tin, and Beams said no, no. 25 seconds to go, second quarter. Unitigo can hold for the last possession if they want. Instead, Reed will throw up a jumper, no good, and now Oxford will have a chance on the last bucket here as the shot clock is off. And it's Unitigo 22, Oxford 16, 12 seconds to go before the halftime break. Here's Davis, trying to break it down on the dribble. Lost it for a second. Gets it back. Finds Trenton Lyons. Passes down low for Reese Camadine. Little give and go back to Lyons. Jump ball is going to give possession. Let's see who the possession arrow says. And we'll go to Oxford. Our vantage point tonight, we cannot see the arrow. Had to wait for the Zebra Cruise signal. So 2.1 seconds left in the second quarter. Oxford will have one last chance. Let's see if they can try to get it to Kevin Davis. He could maybe get a shot off here before the buzzer for the Blackhawks. Davis gets it, pulls up from the right side, 20-footer, no good. So that's going to do it for the first half. Unitigo on the road with a 22-16 lead over the Oxford Blackhawks. And we will be right back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, 22-16 at the break. A good back-and-forth game here between the Blackhawks and the Spartans. Kevin Davis with 9 points here to lead the way for Oxford. 7 points for Derek Beams on the other side to lead the way for Unitigo. Should be a great second half. We'll break it all down during our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, the score, Unitigo 22, Oxford 16. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back. You're listening to live Tri-County Hoops tonight on WCDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Morabito Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Morabito. Energy for every part of life.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier, Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
We're number one.
Thank you. We were going to use this time to shamelessly promote all of the awards that the Penny Savers won recently. Like first place, General Excellence in New York State. Second place, General Excellence nationally. Plus 14 more. And that's just for our Norwich and Sydney editions. But in all honesty, we wouldn't have won any of these awards over the years were it not for this. Our dedicated employees. Thousands of advertisers who've placed their trust in us. And the 75,000 plus loyal households who welcome the Penny Saver into their homes and online. For that, we should be applauding you. Thank you.
Athelis Therapeutic Riding of Otigo is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. Located on County Highway 5 between Otigo and Gilbertsville, Athelis Therapeutic Riding offers various equine-assisted activities to individuals with physical, mental, and emotional challenges in a caring, relaxed atmosphere. The goal at Athelis is to improve quality of life through activities with horses. The friendly staff at Athelis wishes all the best to student-athletes from Franklin, Unitigo, and GMU. Find more information by calling 783-2321 or online at athelistherapeuticriding.org. Sponsored by Stacy M. Frazier, your real estate professional in the Tri-Town area.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It is our halftime report here on WCDL. The score is 22-16 and the Unitigo Spartans on top of the Oxford Blackhawks, and it's time now for a Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course brought to you by Marabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Again, our halftime score, 22-16. Unitigo on top of Oxford. Let's go through our scoring summary. First, for the home team tonight, Oxford led by 9 points from Kevin Davis, 2 from Damon Maracle, 2 from Harriet Holliver, and 2 from Reese Camadine. So it's been a heavy dose of Kevin Davis, as we knew it would be coming in. He's their senior guard, being heavily recruited by a variety of Division III schools. Wants to go to school for engineering, so it's been a lot of those Division III type schools giving him a look that want him, you know, both in the classroom and on the floor. So that's great to see, and we know he's going to make a difference somewhere. He's gone and he's played AAU basketball up in Syracuse, again played with two of Jim Boeheim's kids, so you can see the level of basketball he's playing. He's also a great golfer here at Oxford, and he's one of the top pitchers for the Blackhawks boys baseball team. So just a all-around talented young man, great kid, and we wish him the best next year, but really looking forward to seeing a lot more of him here on the hardwood this year, as he's going to be really helpful for Oxford as they go this season, because as far as Davis can take them, that is as far as this Oxford team can go. You know, he can win them some games on certain nights, I'm sure, when he can put up 20, 30 points, that's for sure. On the other side for Unitigo, they're led by 7 points from Derek Beams, 5 from Jared Smith, 4 from Braden Beadle, 4 from Dean Reed, and 2 from Zach Young. So a really good balanced score sheet here in the first half for Cal Locke and the Unitigo Spartans. Very impressed with Beams, both offensively and defensively. A couple of block shots, a lot of rebounds, and some great putbacks as well for the big man. 6'6", saw him in warm-ups here tonight, and I knew he could dunk. He did last year from time to time, but this year I'm just so impressed. I mean, he can get the ball in the low post, turn around, and throw it down with two hands. So he's definitely worked on some of his jumping ability and just getting stronger in the offseason. I know he was a force to be reckoned with in football this year as well. So a great job there in the first half, 7 points for Derek Beams. Jared Smith, I thought, had a great first half as well for Unitigo, bringing the ball up, really getting the ball into the offense here and getting Unitigo to where they need. You know, hit that three right off the bat when it looked like Unitigo was going to have to answer right away because Oxford came out hot. So Smith, one of those leaders, he's only a junior, but a guy that you can feel very comfortable with the ball in his hands. And Braden Beadle, too, is a guy who I think Unitigo is going to lean on here in the second half. Very quick, can get to the hoop and create his own look. So great job by those three for Unitigo in the first half. We'll step away. We'll come back with some more on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, we're live at Oxford tonight. The Unitigo boys at the half leading Oxford 22-16. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back to Oxford Central School. Nate Lowell tonight on WCDO and also on WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Start of the second half, Unitego boys leading Oxford on the road 22-16. They'll have the ball going right to left, and right to the hoop is Braden Beadle. No, we'll have a charge, it looks like. See what the call is here. Both referees going over talking to each other. No, it's going to be the bucket and the foul. At first, it looked like the one referee was going to call a charge. Instead, they will call the block. So Beadle now with 6 points. He gets the bucket. Unitego leads 24-16, and he's looking for the three-point play, and he got it. Braden Beadle now with a tie for the team high with 7 points. Great way to start the second half. Unitego leads 25-16. Three-point play there by Braden Beadle. Oxford now in the home white uniforms, the black and the red trim going left to right. Pull-up jumper is good for Trenton Lyons, and that's what they'll need out of him in the second half. Cuts it back to a 7-point lead, 25-18. Unitego on top of Oxford. Down into the left corner. Turnaround shot for Zach Youngs. Gets the roll, and it's good. Youngs now with 4 points. And so it's 27-18, and the offense is really starting to roll, coming out of the locker room for both teams here to start the second half. 7-10 to go, third quarter. Oxford with the ball, and they quickly get it to Davis. Back over for Oliver. Pump fake, pulls it down, now pulls the trigger. This one no good, draws air, and bounces out of bounds back to Unitego. This could be a big turning point here for the Spartans if they could get another bucket, get themselves some cushion. Oxford's going to come with the press. Looks like a little 1-2, 1-1 press with Davis looming at half court, but Unitego quickly breaks it free, but now a steal. Dean Reed had it, but then Harry Oliver was there for Oxford to rip it away. And now down low for Trenton Lyons. His right-handed layup is no good, as that was quick in transition. Ball loose on the floor, and Beams is going to come away with it. And an outlet pass ahead for Jared Smith. Smith down the right side to the 10, up and in. Acrobatic move there from Jared Smith, but he gets it to go off the glass. And it's Unitego 29, Oxford 18. Here's Lyons back the other way, blocked by Beams, but a foul on the play. Boy, it looked like Beams had that one pretty clean, but the Zebra crew disagrees, and Lyons will go to the line. So 6:25 to go, third quarter, and Unitego with a 29-18 lead. And here is Trenton Lyons to the line. First shot is off the back rim, no good. He looks a little winded at the line after it was a really back and forth, sprinting up and down the floor start to this third quarter. Second shot coming here for Lyons. Good. So he puts it home. He's got 3 points all in this third quarter. 6:20 to go in this third frame. And here comes the press again from Oxford. But Beta will walk it up the floor, beats it for Beams. Down low for Youngs. Can't get the bucket to go. Gets his own rebound. It's blocked, though, by Davis. And here come the Blackhawks. Long bounce pass ahead, up off the glass and in. The bucket there for Josh Nelson, his first basket of the night. It's 29-21. Now a steal for Davis. And off the glass is in. Davis puts it home. He's into double figures. He has 11, and the lead is back to 6. 29-23. Another steal for Oxford. This one right at half court. And Davis now will put on the brakes and slow it down. They got some momentum, and now we'll have a foul against Unitigo as Davis walked it down the left side. So just a second ago, it was 29-18, Unitigo leading. Now it's 29-23. A couple of steals off that press and some quick finishes has gotten Oxford right back into this game with 5:45 to go in this third quarter. Davis is at the foul line. They'll look to get it to him outside the three-point line. He'll spot up for three. Long ball, got it, nailed it, and he's got 14, and that one was right into the bottom of the 10, and we're back to a three-point game. And Unitigo takes a timeout. Unitigo 29, Oxford 26. 5:39 to go in the third. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Oxford jumping back into this game. They were trailing 29-26, but a nice little run has closed it back to a three-point game. Nate Lull on CDO here tonight. It's Unitigo 29, Oxford 26. Thanks for joining us. Also on WCDOsports.com. And Oxford, after the timeout, will stay with the press, which led to some turnovers and some steals that led to buckets that got them right back into this game. Great game here tonight on CDO, our last one before our Christmas break. Unitigo with the ball. They break the press ahead for Dean Reed, right side. Now to the top of the key for Beams. Passes over for Braden Beadle. Three ball, he got it. Beadle from downtown. He's into double figures. He has 10 points, but Oxford quickly ahead in transition, and they'll miss the chippy layup. Boy, that was Damon Miracle right there, but couldn't finish. Beams with the rebound. Unitigo ahead going right to left. They're in the green with the white trim tonight, and now Beadle all the way to the 10. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. Clock stops with 5:04 to go, third quarter. Unitigo 32, Oxford 26. Beadle, who just nailed a three ball. Next possession goes to the rack and gets fouled, and he'll shoot two. First shot here for Beadle is up and in. So Beadle with 11 points now. So the game high is 14 points so far for Kevin Davis of Oxford. It's 11 for Braden Beadle of Unitigo. Second shot is good. Hit the front rim, but then he got the shooter's touch, so he's got 12. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, and Unitigo back ahead, 34-26. Davis with the ball going left to right, top of the key for Oxford, all the way, silky smooth, can't get it to finish, though. Just hit the back rim, popped out, and after that, a scrum for the rebound. Ball out of bounds, but will stay with Oxford. 4:49 to go, third quarter. Oxford will inbound in front of their own student section on the far side on the left wing. They'll get the ball in. Nice crowd here tonight at the Nest to support their Oxford Blackhawks. They'll work it down into the paint for Harry Oliver. Lost it, though. Lost the handle, went in between his legs, and then rolled out of bounds before he could do anything about it. 4:42 to go, third quarter. Again, Unitigo 34, Oxford 26. It's been a game of runs here so far tonight. One team will make a run, and then the other team will answer back. Smith with the ball, and they're going to be in trouble here if they can't get it over the timeline shortly, but they're bailed out with a foul along the sideline on the far side with 4:34 to go, third quarter. Smith was right. running out of time. I had to basically sprint up the line to try to get to the timeline before the 10-second call. And he was fouled by Damon Miracle, who was trying to set up the trap. Here's the team foul situation. Oxford with 3, Unitigo with 2 here in the second half. Unitigo going left to right, down low for Beams. Great pass there for Youngs, and he can't finish the left-handed layup. Again, went all the way around the cylinder, but wouldn't go down. And now Oxford will step out of bounds off the rebound, which will give the ball right back to Unitigo with 4:20 to go third quarter. Unitigo 34 and Oxford 26. Spartans with the ball. They quickly get it into Beadle here at the top of the key, who has a team high 12 points. Beadle at the top of the key again, setting up the offense. Spots up instead for a 3. This one dies on the front rim. No good. Blackhawks looking to run off the rebound. Ahead now for Reese Camadine. Saved it, though, as it popped off his hands. Back up for Davis. 3 ball is short. Rebound, and that one's no good, as Josh Nelson was there and did everything but finish, and Unitigo scoops up the loose change. Ahead now for Smith. Bounce pass for Dean Reed. Swatted, but a foul. Davis was right there to put his right hand on it. Got it with the paw. Knocked it out of bounds, but a foul, and Dean Reed will go to the line with 3:50 to go third quarter. It's Unitigo 34 and Oxford 26. And so Reed will step to the charity stripe looking for 2. These are all going to count because you can tell this is the type of game that's going to come down to the last few minutes. First shot is up and in for Dean Reed. So Dean Reed now with 5 points. Nice showing here tonight by this Unitigo squad. Balanced scoring. Beadle with 12. Beams with 7. Reed with 5. Smith with 7. Youngs with 4. 3:50 to go in the third. Second shot coming here for Dean Reed, the sophomore for Unitigo. This one is up and in. So Reed now with 6 points. And Unitigo with a 10-point lead. 36-26 with 3:45 to go, third quarter. Davis with 14 for Oxford brings it up the floor going left to right. Left side to the hoop, and that's in. 16 now for Kevin Davis. And it's 36-28, trying to chip away at this Unitigo lead with 3.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Cooper Thayer. Finds Beadle, but the pass was too tall. Beadle wasn't expecting it. He looked like he was starting to cut through in their offensive set. Thayer tried to pass to him. It was behind him, and he couldn't save it. So Oxford with another chance on this possession to get back into it. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Going left to right, Oxford in the white with the black and red trim. Here's Angelo Gonzalez back into the game. Finds Davis, closely face-guarded here by Beadle. And now Davis still looking for his options with 15 on the shot clock. Steps up, 3 ball off the front rim. No good. Both teams trying to track the rebound down. And somehow, out of a scrum, comes Beadle. Passes ahead for Thayer. Thought about a shot, instead pulled it down, and now he has his pocket picked. But the ball trickles out of bounds. We'll stay with Oxford. That was Reese Camadine who stole it away there from Thayer. Lost the handle, but Unitigo did touch it last. 2:50 to go, third quarter. Oxford gets the ball into Davis at the top of the key. He gets a screen to the left side. Foul line, jumper, pull up, no good. Rebound for Dean Reed of Unitigo, and an outlet pass to Thayer. Thayer will walk it up the floor, reaches half court as Unitigo goes right to left. Finds Beams, the big man from downtown, no good. And this one is rebounded by the Oxford Blackhawks. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Davis up the floor once again. Boy, Oxford could really use a bucket on this possession. They trail by 8, 36-28. They get it into the paint with Camadine. Back out, top of the key here for the freshman, Jason Davis, younger brother of Kevin. Now out for Harry Oliver. His 3 ball is short. No good. Both teams coming into the corner here by our broadcast booth, chasing the ball out of bounds and will go to Unitigo. I had to give a thank you to those guys. Harry Oliver and Jared Smith both looked over at me as they were coming flying this way and somehow avoided nailing our broadcast table to save that ball. Appreciate that, guys. 1:55 to go in the third. Unitigo with the ball, going right to left. Back out for Braden Beadle. 3 ball, got it. Downtown for Beadle, and he's got 15 with 1:45 to go third quarter. It's Unitigo 39 and Oxford 28. Beadle has come alive here in the third quarter. Oliver with the ball for Oxford now. We come up on 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now a steal by Cooper Thayer. Thayer down the left wing. Looks to run in transition for the Spartans. and ahead Thayer. The layup up and under is good for Cooper Thayer, his first 2 points of the night, and Unitico with a 41-28 lead. Davis down the floor. He's still going to try to do it himself here. Kicks it now back out for Gonzalez. Gets it back at the right block down low. Kicks it out. Camadine, the jumper, no good. Davis, the rebound, up. He's fouled and can't get it to go. 106 to go in the third, and it's 41-28, Unitico leading Oxford. I guess that's the wrong term to use, that Kevin Davis is trying to do it himself. He can get to the rim whenever he wants, and he's done a good job of kicking it out, and Oxford has had some open looks, but the jumpers have not been falling for the Blackhawks here tonight, so it has been Davis who has started the offense, been able to make some shots as well as clean up the glass and try to get his teammates involved with some open jumpers. Davis from the line, up and in. So Davis with 17 now for Oxford. Good battle here going tonight. Davis with a game-high 17 so far, but Beadle on the other side with 15 for Unitico. Braden Beadle, the 6-foot-tall senior wearing number 22. Second shot coming for Davis. Perfect rotation up and in. So Davis has 18. Cuts it back to an 11-point ball game. Unitico leading 41-30 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Thayer to the high post now, looking for Beams. Got it back out for Carey. A long three ball from downtown. Swish there for Zach Carey. His first bucket of the night, and he has three. That's been a great third quarter. If Unitico has put it up, it's gone in. They lead 44-30 with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Oxford with the ball. Davis thought about a jumper, thought better of it, kicks it back out to his younger brother there, Jason Davis. His 20-footer is off the mark. The rebound goes to Kevin Davis, and he's fouled by Zach Carey of Unitico. So that was a pretty heavy Davis possession there. It was Kevin Davis passing off to Jason. The jumper was no good, and then his brother, Kevin, pulling it down and getting the foul. Team foul situation, both teams with four. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. A Davis for three once again. This is Jason, no good. Kevin with the rebound in the paint. Jumper off the mark, no good. Out of bounds this time to Unitico. Kevin Davis trying everything he can, but the shot's not falling on that possession. So 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Unitico leads 44-30. They bring it up the floor. Now inside for Beams. Beams down low. Now for Smith. And Smith is swatted out of there by Kevin Davis, but the foul. 6.8 to go. Let's see who they get that foul on. That's going to be... Actually, they haven't put it up on the board yet. I want to see if they're going to give this one to Kevin Davis or not. Shot is up here for Jared Smith. Off the mark, no good. They will give this foul to Angelo Gonzalez instead here for Oxford after a little chat between the two officials. That's the first foul on Gonzalez. So five team fouls on Oxford, four on Unitico. And let's see, this will be Smith to the line. He's got seven, looking to make it eight. Shot is up, off the mark, no good. Rebound for Dean Reed. He puts it off the glass. His shot no good. Beams tracks it down. Had his shot blocked. Another turnaround, but it won't go. Boy, Unitico with some good rebounding there, but unable to finish. But no matter. They lead 44-30 over Oxford at the end of the third quarter. We'll take a break. Fourth quarter action coming up. I'm Nate Lowell on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe on WCDO as we start the fourth quarter live from Oxford High School. Great to be here in Oxford tonight. did some football here in the fall, now doing some basketball, and they've been very welcoming to us. I want to give a big thank you to Athletic Director Tim Davis, also the head coach here tonight for Oxford, and their booster club, very helpful in getting us all set up here for multiple sports as we continue to expand our coverage in the Tri-County area here on CDO. Start of the fourth quarter, it's 44-30. Unitego on top of Oxford, a boys' MAC basketball matchup tonight, our last game before Christmas break. Oxford with the ball, going left to right, down low, Harry Oliver up and in. That's a good way to start the quarter. Oliver now with 4 points tonight, and it's Unitego 44, Oxford 32. Unitego going right to left. They're in the road green uniforms tonight with the white trim. Down low for Dean Reed, but blocked away by Kevin Davis of Oxford, and he has had several blocks, the 6'4" forward, sending that one out of bounds. So Unitego will inbound underneath their own basket. They get it into the corner, now tipped out of bounds. Let's see, going to stay with Unitego. Actually, they're going to call a foul down low, I believe, on Kevin Davis. Yes, they'll say that was a push on Davis as he was battling with the other big man, 6'6", Derek Beams, down low for Unitego. Beams will inbound the ball as Unitego goes right to left. Down low now for Zach Youngs from the right block, off the mark, no good. And skying for the rebound is Trenton Lyons for Oxford. He'll walk it up the floor. Blackhawks are in the white with the black and red trim, top of the key. Long ball for Harry Oliver, off the mark, no good. And now Beams is fouled off the rebound. So we're about a minute into this fourth quarter, and it's Unitego 44, Oxford 32, and Beams brought it down and had two or three guys just swirling around him there, trying to rip the ball away from him. And this is the seventh team foul in the second half on Oxford, so Beams is going to have the 1-1. Beams tonight with 7 points. We were hoping maybe the big man could get free at some point because he can throw it down pretty easily. We'll still see. A lot of time left in this game. We'd love to see him rock the rim here tonight for the Spartans. 7:10 to go, fourth quarter, 1-1 coming for Derek Beams. Unitego leading on the road against Oxford 44-32. Here's Beams at the line. First shot is up, off the mark, no good. Dean Reed comes down with the rebound. He's blocked again by Davis. Ball loose on the floor, out of bounds, and will stay with the Spartans. It's been a block party here for Kevin Davis. That's three here in the last 2 to 3 minutes, I would say, for Davis. 7:07 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego getting the ball in. Once again, they find Beams, and he gets it quickly into the hands of the guard, Cooper Thayer. Thayer tries a little behind-the-back dribble, lost it out of bounds, but it was deflected last by Oxford and will stay with the Spartans. Jared Smith took a little breather on the bench. Now he'll come back in. Braden Beadle will have some time to sit and think. I like this move by head coach Cal Locke. Keep some of your starters a little fresh because you know down the stretch that they're going to need to be fresh for either foul shots if Oxford starts to foul, or if Oxford makes a little run, you're going to need them to be fresh. Here's Beams all the way to the 10. This one off the mark, no good, and the Blackhawks come away. Down the left side, running layup is no good there for Damon Miracle. Tipped out of bounds and will stay with Oxford. And that's kind of been the story tonight for the Blackhawks. A great steal there by Damon Miracle. He runs the floor well, keeps his dribble all the way to the hoop, and then just can't finish the running layup. The kind of night it's been. And now they'll throw it away into the backcourt. Little miscommunication, but Angelo Gonzalez will track it down for Oxford and get it back into the hands safely of Kevin Davis. Davis going left to right. Pulls up, thought about a three. Instead, holds on, gets the ball back. Little give and go. Down low, off the glass. This one rims out again for Josh Nilsson. Again, folks, all the way around the rim. Looks like a Harlem Globetrotter shot, but will not go down for Oxford. 6:20 to go, fourth quarter. 44-32 the score. Unitego will bring the ball up the floor. It's kicked out of bounds by Oxford, and so Smith now will inbound in front of the fans in the Unitego section of the court. They get the ball to Beadle, who just checked back into the game. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound comes for Oxford, and they'll walk it up the floor. Now they'll turn on the Jets up the floor to the left side. A shot there for Trenton Lyons. No good. Air ball there for Lyons. And Unitego back the other way. 6 minutes to go in the game. Unitego 44, Oxford 32. Thayer to the right side. Thayer now finds Units, he goes Jared Smith. He tries a running jumper from about 10 feet out off the mark. And Oxford will bring it up the floor. And Davis will set up the offense. This is where Oxford just needs to run the offense and try to get a bucket on this possession. They find Gonzalez. Foul line extended. Gonzalez, a pass down low for Trenton Lyons. Lyons back now for Josh Nelson. He goes up and is fouled before he can get the shot off. And so he's going to be shooting two. Here's the team foul situation. Seven on the home team, the Oxford Blackhawks, and five on the visiting Unitego Spartans. But heading to the line now will be Josh Nelson. He has 2 points on the night, looking to add to it here with 5.5 to go fourth quarter. And if Oxford is going to chip their way back into this game, these are the foul shots that he needs to make. So Nelson to the line. Sets it up. First shot, up and in. Tickles the twine, Josh Nelson, the junior, standing 5'8". So again, 5.5 to go. Oxford has been down by this much several times in the game. Then they've made a couple of runs. They got it as close as 3 in the third quarter, but then another run by Unitego ballooned it back up to 10. Second shot coming off the mark. Can't get it to go down, and a rebound here for Beam. So it's Unitego 44 and Oxford 33. Now a timeout here for head coach Cal Locke. The Spartans want to talk things over. We'll step away. 5:23 to go, fourth quarter. The Spartans on top, 44-33. I'm Nate Lull. I'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5:23 to go, fourth quarter. We're back after a Unitego timeout. The Spartans leading Oxford on the road, 44-33 in boys MAC action tonight. Here's Jared Smith with the ball. Unitego in the green with the white tonight on the road. Had it knocked out of his hands and will stay with the Spartans. Good defense there by Camadine. But a good bounce there for Unitego. They will hold on to possession. 15 on the shot clock. Beadle with it. Back to Smith. Pump fakes on the three. Gets down low into the paint. Finds Beams. Turnaround shot up and in. And Beams has 9 now off the great assist there from Jared Smith. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Unitego 46, Oxford 33. They find Davis, a jumper on the right side. That one is short. Angelo Gonzalez, the rebound, and he's fouled as he tried to go up for 2. 4:49 to go, fourth quarter. 46-33 is the score, but Angelo Gonzalez trying to slice into this Unitego lead. Gonzalez, the quarterback on this Oxford Blackhawks football team, who had a great season, made the playoffs for the first time in 10 years, the Blackhawks football team did. First shot is up and good for Gonzalez, his first point of the night. Gonzalez, a 6-foot-tall senior, wearing number 24, and very good quarterback here for the Blackhawks. Bigger guy, too, at 6 foot. Hard to bring down. Second shot is up and good for Gonzalez. I think that size serves him well here on the basketball court, too. Tough guy to box out. 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego 46, Oxford 35. Zach Carey in the game for Unitego. Finds Jared Smith right side as the Spartans go right to left. Here's Beadle. He's got a team-high 15. Stutter step into the paint. Finger roll, and he's fouled. Nice move there. Just got around his man at the top of the key, and Beadle will go to the line with 4.5 to go. So Braden Beadle with 15 points will be shooting 2. And Beadle was a big part of that team last year. You think about Unitego just a year ago. First shot is up and in for Beadle. He's got 16. You know, they had the weapons of Tanner Winchester, was certainly a huge part of that team. Second shot for Beadle, up and in, so he's got 17. What you think about Kyle Spaulding, Dawson Wilsey, guys who were injured during the football season who aren't playing right now. So Unitigo has really had to find some different ways to score, and Beadle has stepped up much like he did last year. Unitigo 48, Oxford 35 with 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Davis, passes off for Gonzalez, off the glass, no good, ripped down on the rebound by the 6'6" Derek Beams of Unitigo with 4 minutes to go in this fourth and final quarter. Smith finds Carey, thought about a three, instead goes to Beams on the baseline, right wing. Back up for Beadle. Good job by Unitigo to run some clock. Back out for Beams. 15-footer is partially blocked. Davis with the rebound. Baseball home run pass ahead for Camadine, and this one is in. Nice pass from Davis. Whipped it down the floor, and Camadine put it home. He's got 4 points. Oxford takes a timeout. 3:42 to go fourth quarter. It's Unitigo 48, Oxford 37. We'll step away for 30 here on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:42 to go in the fourth quarter. The Unitigo boys leading Oxford on the road 48-37. And Oxford, after the timeout, has gone back to the press, which really helped them in the third quarter cut the lead all the way down to three before Unitigo was able to figure it out. And they break the press here down the right side to Dean Reed. He puts it in, and he's got 8 points. So it's a 50-37 lead for Unitigo with 3:25 to go fourth quarter. Here's Davis right side. Davis into the paint now, swarmed by three Spartans, and will have a jump ball. And possession will go back to Unitigo. Davis was trying a little give-and-go there with Josh Nelson, got it back, and then was just pinned. Really nowhere to go. Good, pretty much triple team there by Unitigo to cause the jump ball. 3:18 to go in the fourth quarter. They're just cleaning up a little spot on the floor after that melee in the paint, making sure it's all dry so nobody slips. Again, Unitigo leading 50-37, our last game before our Christmas break on CDO. We'll be back next week with a couple of tournament games, though. Unitigo breaks the press once again down the right side again for Dean Reed, and he's got 10 points, so he's into double figures. 3:05 to go in the fourth, and it's 52-37. Oxford now with 3 minutes left in this contest before their Christmas break, trying to claw their way back in. Long three, this one will help, but it rattles out. Long three there from Damian Miracle wouldn't go down. And now a steal right back here for Oxford. Guess who? Kevin Davis on the left side feeds it down low, but the pass is knocked away, and Unitigo will come down the left side, going right to left. Here's Reed, coast to coast, and he finishes. Reed has 12 points and a timeout for Oxford. Tim Davis has seen enough. He wants to talk it over. Unitigo 54, Oxford 37. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO Sports.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos, SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop, brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. That's brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
in broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:35 to go in the fourth quarter, and Unitigo, the boys, on the road at Oxford, leading 54-37. Been a balanced and impressive showing so far tonight for the Spartans. Ball is tipped now as Unitigo will come away with another steal, and Smith will walk it up the floor. Oxford with a little pressure, Smith trying to burn some time with 2:20 to go. Smith to the left side, picks up his dribble, finds Beams at the top of the key. Beams now for Braden Beadle, steps in, back out for Beams. 15 to go on the shot clock. Good job by Unitigo, just working the ball around. Time is in their favor at the moment. And here is Smith all the way to the basket. His finger roll is no good. And now here's Oxford with a rebound, but it's under 2 minutes to go. And up off the glass, this one is in there for Damon Miracle. So he has 4 points, and they quickly get right back into the press. Unitigo leads 54-39. Here's Smith, passes over the top of the zone for Beams. And for being 6'6", Beams does a good job bringing it up the floor, helping out. Here's Smith. He drives to the hoop, and he's fouled and will go to the line. So Jared Smith with 7 points will go to the charity stripe. Braden Beadle with the team-high 17 here tonight for Unitigo. Dean Reed with 12. Derek Beams with 9. Jared Smith with 7. Zach Youngs with 4. Zach Carey with 3. Cooper Thayer with 2. So just balanced scoring here tonight for the Spartans. And Smith trying to add to it here, the junior at the line. First shot is up and in. Nothing but net there for Smith. He's got 8 points. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show, folks. We'll have our 3 awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and also by NBT Mang Insurance. Both teams sending some subs into the contest here with a minute 35 to go. You can see the happiness on the face of Unitigo head coach Cal Locke, congratulating his players as they come off the floor here tonight. It appears the Spartans might walk away with this victory. They lead 55-39. Here's Smith into the paint, leaves it off for Beams. They've had a couple of open looks on this possession, but they've decided to just pass it around. Now at the top of the key here will be Jason Harris. Harris back for Smith with a minute 15 to go. Smith all the way to the 10, up and in. So Jared Smith with 10 points, and now we'll have a timeout on the floor taken by Unitigo. 1:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Actually, no, this won't be a timeout. Let's see, the referees going over. They just wanted to have a quick word, it looks like. It was an official timeout. They're having a quick word with Cal Locke. And now we'll get back underway. My mistake on that, folks. 1 minute to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo 57, Oxford 39. And here is Davis at the top of the key, passes it through. Nobody home there on the other end of that pass to receive it. Out of bounds it goes. 18 points tonight for Davis. He's had a heck of a night, and you can see why several Division III schools are looking at him to play basketball next season. He's going to be a force to be reckoned with in the MAC. So we're under a minute to go, fourth quarter. It's 57-39. Unitigo with the ball, just running out the final seconds here. This is a big win for the Spartans in the MAC. Always good to go into a holiday break with a win. It's going to be a short-lived break, though, as they are at the Cooperstown tournament right after the Christmas break. And here is Davis with the running shot there, and he collides with Beams, goes crashing down to the floor. With 35 seconds to go, he'll go to the line. You can see what kind of a competitor he is there. He stole it at half court. And, you know, even though this game is over in terms of the winner and loser, Davis taking that one all the way to the rim and getting some contact there, but he will not back down. Great competitive spirit. First shot is up and in there for Kevin Davis, so he has 19, looking to make it an even 20 with 35 seconds to go. It's Unitigo leading Oxford 57-40. Again, thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Also, all our listeners online at WCDOsports.com. Second shot coming for Davis. This one is up off the rim, no good. So he has 19, and we'll see if he finishes the night there. 30 seconds left. It's 57-40. Unitigo with the ball, and Beams will bring it down the floor at the top of the key. As I said, they'll be in the Cooperstown tournament next week, so just a couple of days off to enjoy the holiday before they get back to business. Unitigo working it down low, and the shot there is off the mark for Cooper Thayer. Back the other way here for Oxford. Top of the key for Davis. Front rim, no good. Down to 5 seconds to go as Unitego gets the rebound. And that's going to do it for the contest here tonight. They'll have one final shot here, but it's no good at the buzzer. Unitego wins 57-40 on the road at Oxford tonight. A great win for the Spartans. Our post-game show is coming up. We'll have our three awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose. Again, the final, the Unitego boys defeating Oxford 57-40 on the road. We'll be right back on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600. And let NBT Mag make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back one last time tonight to Oxford High School, The Nest, as it's Unitego coming into The Nest tonight and walking away with a 57-40 victory in boys MAC action over the Oxford Blackhawks. Again, let's go through our scoring summary here tonight. First, for the visiting Unitego Spartans, they are led by 17 points from Braden Beadle. That is a team high tonight. Next was Dean Reed with 12 points, Jared Smith with 10, Derek Beams with 9. And let's continue down the list here. Zach Youngs with 4, Cooper Thayer with 2, Zach Carey with 3. So a great even night of scoring tonight for Unitego. On the other side for Oxford, a big night here for Kevin Davis, 19 points. We knew he would have his points here tonight, and he walks away with a game-high 19. 4 points for Damon Miracle, 4 points for Harry Oliver, 3 for Trenton Lyons, 3 for Josh Nelson, and 2 for Angelo Gonzalez in the losing effort tonight here for Oxford. So that's our scoring summary. Let's get into our three awards here tonight. First, our Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that to Kevin Davis tonight of Oxford, 19 points. I have no better word than to call him a man-child. He really is out there. He's a 6'4" guard. He's going to go play in college. Can get to the rim at will. Great-looking shot. He deserves our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. Our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. At NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. And at NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that to Derek Beams tonight of Unitego. Just thought he was great defensively, 6'6". Every time that Davis or one of the smaller players, especially for Oxford, brought it into the paint, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with just because of his height. He's able to block shots, was great on the glass defensively and offensively, and he deserves our award here tonight. Derek Beams from Unitego, our Dynamic Defense Award winner. And finally, the ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on our young athletes. We'll give that to Braden Beadle tonight from Unitego. 17 points for Beadle. That is a team high for Unitego. Just thought he did a little bit of everything. Made his shots, ran in transition, has that quick first step, and was able to get to the rim. And just in the second half, especially the third quarter, really helped Unitigo build that lead up and solidify this win on the road here tonight. That's going to do it. Again, our final, Unitigo defeats Oxford 57-40. We'll be back after the Christmas break for our full schedule of radio games. Check us out at WCDOsports.com. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back at the WCDO studios. Unitigo defeats Oxford 57-40. I'm Nate Lull. Happy holidays and have a great night from WCDO Sports.